Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to be diving deep into this book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, by Robert Kiyosaki.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a bestseller for, like, it feels like forever.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it sparked a lot of debate about, you know, money and wealth building. And I'm just really curious to see, like, what nuggets of wisdom we could pull out for you today from this book.
I think one of the big things about Rich Dad, Poor Dad is it really challenges those traditional ideas about money that we have.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you need a good education to get a good job, and then you slowly work your way up the ladder.
Right. And he throws out that whole concept. Instead, he's like, I have two dads,
right?
The rich dad and the poor dad.
Yep.
And one built an empire, and the other one struggled financially, even with, like, a PhD.
Right.
So he really uses that contrast to drive home some alternative views on how to create wealth.
It's like a real life experiment.
Yeah.
Where you get to see these two approaches play out side by side.
Yeah.
And one of the most fascinating takeaways is how the rich dad really emphasizes financial literacy over traditional education.
Okay.
He actually had Kiyosaki work for him for like 10 cents an hour.
10 cents an hour? That's barely anything. What was the point of that?
It was like a lesson disguised as a job.
Okay.
He wanted to show that the poor and the middle class, they work for money, and the rich focus on having their money work for them.
So instead of trading your time for dollars, you're building like a system that generates income.
Precisely.
Even when you're not actively working.
It's all about like creating that financial engine that just runs in the background.
Right.
And I think this leads us perfectly to like another core concept of the book.
Okay.
The difference between assets and liabilities.
Okay, I think I get this, but humor me.
Sure.
Remind everyone again what those are.
So an asset puts money in your pocket.
Okay.
A liability takes money out of your pocket.
Okay.
Pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
But here's where I think Kiyosaki throws a curveball.
Okay.
He says that a house is not always an asset.
What?
In fact, he often refers to it as a liability?
Wait, hold on. A house is a liability, but isn't that like the American dream? Building equity, all that stuff?
Think about it, though. You've got mortgage payments, property taxes, insurance, constant maintenance.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money flowing out.
Right.
So unless you're renting out the property and covering those costs, plus generating a profit, your house is costing you money each month.
Okay. I see his point.
Yeah.
So if my house isn't necessarily an asset, what is? What does the rich dad say I should be focusing on?
He talks about things that generate passive income.
Okay.
So things like rental properties, businesses, stocks, bonds.
Okay.
These are all things that are paying you even while you're sleeping.
So it's not just about earning a high salary. It's about where that money goes and what it's doing for you.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
It's about creating that system. I'm getting a whole new perspective on building wealth here.
That's the beauty of this book, I think.
Yeah.
It pushes you to think differently about things.
Yeah.
And Kiyosaki even provides these diagrams in the book to show the cash flow patterns of the rich, the middle class and the poor. And it really visually drives home this difference between assets and liabilities.
So you can actually see how the rich are building these systems to generate income.
Yeah.
While others are getting stuck in this cycle of just earning and spending without really building lasting wealth.
Exactly.
Wow. This is really starting to make a lot of sense.
I think understanding your own financial statements is crucial to seeing where your money is going and where you can make changes.
So it's all about becoming financially savvy and not just relying on what we were taught in school or by our families.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, are you ready to unpack this idea of minding your own business?
Okay.
Because Kiyosaki talks about how even employees can be entrepreneurs in a sense.
Wait, how can you be an employee and an entrepreneur at the same time? Isn't that like a contradiction?
Not necessarily.
Right.
He tells the story of Ray Kroc, the guy who made McDonald's what it is today.
Yeah.
And he famously said, I'm not in the hamburger business.
Okay.
I'm in the real estate business.
Oh.
He built his wealth by owning the land underneath all the McDonald's.
He was playing the long game.
He saw the bigger picture.
That's brilliant.
Right. And so Kiyosaki uses this to illustrate that you can be an employee but still mind your own business by building your asset column.
Okay.
So you don't have to quit your job tomorrow and start a company, but you can be strategically investing in those assets that will pay you over time.
So you can be working towards financial freedom that way.
Exactly. It's about building that financial aptitude.
Okay.
So knowing how to manage, keep, and grow your money.
Yeah.
And when you have that knowledge, you're less likely to be paralyzed by fear.
Okay.
Or risk aversion.
This is making me think about all those times I hesitated to invest or take a chance.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I didn't have enough knowledge or a strong enough financial base.
Right.
It's like that lack of understanding can hold you back.
Absolutely. And Kiyosaki takes this even a step further with his perspective on taxes and corporations.
Oh, okay.
He argues that the system is often set up to benefit those who understand how to use it.
Uh-huh.
And he encourages us all to be more informed yeah. about how these things work.
Taxes are definitely one of those topics that can feel really intimidating.
Yeah.
But I bet the rich dad has some pretty interesting perspectives on how to navigate them.
He does. He actually challenges some common assumptions about taxes.
Okay.
And how they impact different income groups.
Okay.
He also highlights how corporations are often able to use the tax code to their advantage in ways that individuals just can't.
Well, that sounds like a conversation we need to dive into.
We do.
But unfortunately, we're out of time for this segment. But we'll be back to unpack those ideas and a whole lot more right after the break.
All right, so let's pick up where we left off with Kiyosaki's views on taxes and corporations.
Okay.
He really challenges this idea
yeah.
that taxing the rich is like some sort of Robin Hood solution.
I remember this part of the book being like really controversial.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he was really like turning conventional wisdom on its head.
Yeah, and he argues that raising taxes on the wealthy
mm-hmm.
doesn't always trickle down to benefit the poor or the middle class.
Okay.
He says that often it ends up hurting them instead.
That's a pretty bold statement.
Mm-hmm.
How does he back that up?
He points to how corporations,
yeah.
which are often owned by the wealthy, right,
yeah.
operate within a different set of roles.
Okay.
They have access to tax deductions and strategies
okay.
that individuals just don't.
Can you give us an example of that?
Sure. So let's say a corporation invests in new equipment.
Okay.
They can often deduct a significant portion of that cost
right.
from their taxes. An individual who buys similar equipment for their own business
mm-hmm.
might not be able to deduct the same amount.
So the playing field's not really level when it comes to taxes?
That's Kiyosaki's argument.
Okay.
And he suggests that instead of focusing on who's paying more taxes,
yeah.
we should be focusing on financial literacy
okay.
and understanding how the system works.
So it's about taking control of your finances instead of feeling like you're a victim of the system.
Exactly. And I think that leads us nicely to another really fascinating concept from the book.
Okay.
Inventing money.
Inventing money. That sounds kind of magical.
It does, right?
Yeah.
But he uses it to illustrate how financial intelligence can create opportunities.
Okay. So is he talking about literally printing money here?
Not quite.
Okay.
He tells this great story about Alexander Graham Bell.
Okay.
The inventor of the telephone.
Oh, yeah.
Bell offered to sell his patent to Western Union for $100,000.
Okay.
And they thought it was a ridiculous price. They missed out on what would become a multi-billion dollar industry.
Ouch, talk about a missed opportunity.
Right, and so Kiyosaki's point is that fear can hold us back from seeing the potential in something new or different.
Yeah.
Financial intelligence, on the other hand,
yeah.
allows us to spot those opportunities and capitalize on them.
So it's not just about being smart with money, it's also about being bold
mm-hmm.
and willing to take risks.
Absolutely. It's about having the vision to see what others don't
yeah.
and the confidence to act on it.
Okay.
Kiyosaki even created a board game called Cash Flow.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
To teach these principles
yeah.
in a fun, interactive way.
It's supposed to be a really great way to learn about investing and building assets.
It is. It helps you practice making financial decisions.
Okay.
And understanding how money flows in different scenarios.
Yeah.
And he stresses that it's not just about memorizing formulas.
Mm.
It's about learning how to apply them in the real world.
It's like that saying, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, and you feed him for a lifetime.
Exactly. And I think that inventing money is all about learning how to fish in the financial world.
Okay.
It's about using your knowledge and your creativity
yeah.
to generate wealth and build a more secure future.
Now, I know we all know that life isn't always smooth sailing.
Right.
What does Kiyosaki say about overcoming the obstacles that inevitably come up along the way?
He identifies five major roadblocks
okay.
to financial freedom.
All right, let's hear them.
Fear, cynicism, laziness, bad habits, and arrogance.
Ooh, those sound familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are like those self-sabotaging tendencies we all struggle with.
Yeah, and he uses some pretty compelling stories to illustrate these roadblocks.
Okay.
For example, to explain how to handle failure.
Okay.
He talks about the Alamo.
The Alamo. Wait, the battle where everyone died? What does that have to do with financial freedom?
It's all about mindset.
Okay.
The rich dad told Kiyosaki
Yeah.
that the Alamo teaches you how to handle risk, loss, and failure. It's about learning from your mistakes, adapting, and coming back stronger.
So it's not about avoiding failure. It's about how you react to it and what you learn from it.
Exactly. And he stresses that doubt can be incredibly costly.
Okay.
When we doubt ourselves or our abilities, we hesitate to take action.
Yeah.
And that hesitation can mean missing out on amazing opportunity.
So overcoming those internal roadblocks is just as important as mastering any financial strategy.
Absolutely. It's all connected.
Okay.
Now let's get to the practical side of things.
All right. I'm ready for some action items.
Kiyosaki offers a bunch of really actionable steps that you can take to start building your path to financial freedom.
Okay.
He believes that anyone can achieve it with the right mindset and knowledge.
Okay. What are some of his key recommendations?
Well, he emphasizes finding a mentor.
Okay.
Someone who's already achieved what you want to achieve and can guide you along the way.
Okay. So it's like investing in your financial education is just as important as investing in stocks or real estate?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He also recommends taking classes, attending seminars, and constantly expanding your financial knowledge.
Always be learning.
Yeah. And he suggests making lots of offers, especially in real estate.
Okay.
Don't be afraid of rejection.
Yeah.
The more offers you make, the higher your chances of finding a great deal.
So it's a numbers game.
Exactly. He also advises including escape clauses in your offers.
Okay, what's an escape clause?
So that gives you a way out if things don't go as planned.
Yeah.
Or if new information comes to light.
Okay.
It's about protecting yourself and minimizing your risk.
It's like having an insurance policy on your investment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He also recommends driving through neighborhoods that you're interested in and looking for signs of change or potential opportunities.
Okay.
Are there moving trucks?
Yeah.
Are there properties that have been on the market for a while?
Okay.
These can be clues to potential deals.
So it's about being observant, like being a detective in a way.
Yeah. And he stresses talking to people.
Okay.
Postal carriers, neighbors, anyone who might have insights into the local market.
Okay.
It's about gathering information from multiple sources.
Yeah.
And forming your own conclusions.
So being proactive and not just relying on what other people are telling you?
Exactly. He also suggests looking for buyers.
Okay.
Before you look for sellers.
What do you mean?
So if you know someone who wants to buy a certain type of property, you can then search for a property that meets their needs.
Okay.
And then profit by connecting them.
Oh, that's clever. It's like being a matchmaker for real estate.
Exactly.
Now, I know we've talked a lot about investing and acquiring assets.
Right.
But Kiyosaki also talks about the importance of paying yourself first.
Yes.
What exactly does he mean by that?
It's all about prioritizing your savings and investments.
Okay.
Even when money is tight.
Yeah.
He suggests visualizing your financial statement as two columns, your asset column and your expense column.
Okay.
And when you pay yourself first, you're putting money into your asset column before you pay any of your bills.
So you're essentially flipping the script on how most people manage their money.
Exactly.
Instead of paying bills and then saving what's left over, you're saving first and then figuring out the rest.
It's a mindset shift.
Wow.
It's about prioritizing your future financial well-being over immediate gratification.
That definitely takes discipline.
It does, but Kiyosaki believes it's one of the most important habits you can develop.
Okay.
He even shares anecdotes about times when he paid himself first.
Yeah.
Even when facing financial pressure.
Wow.
He knew that that discipline of prioritizing his savings was crucial to his long-term success.
So no matter what going, make sure you're investing in yourself and your future.
Exactly. And he reminds us that building true wealth takes time.
Yeah.
It's about consistently making smart choices, managing your money wisely, and not getting discouraged by setbacks.
This is all starting to feel really empowering. Like I have more control over my financial future than I realized.
That's the whole point of Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yeah.
It's about giving you the knowledge and the tools to create the life that you want.
This has been such an insightful deep dive so far.
Good. I'm glad.
But we are out of time again.
We are.
We'll be back for part three to wrap up our exploration of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Okay, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive into Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
All right.
We've covered so much ground already.
We have.
You know, from assets and liabilities to minding your own business and those tricky roadblocks that we all face.
Absolutely.
So what else does Kiyosaki have in store for us?
Well, he kind of shifts gears a bit in this last part of the book.
Okay.
He goes beyond just building wealth,
Okay.
and he starts talking about finding your true purpose in life.
Okay.
He believes that real fulfillment comes from aligning your financial goals with your passions and what you're meant to do in the world.
So it's not just about the money, it's about finding something that you actually enjoy and that like feeds your soul.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where your work is also something that you genuinely enjoy
Yeah.
and find meaningful.
Okay.
And Kiyosaki points out that traditional education often focuses on preparing you for a job, but it might not necessarily lead you to a career that truly resonates with you.
Yeah, that makes me think about all those people who are stuck in jobs that they hate,
Right.
just going through the motions, feeling
Yeah.
unfulfilled.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so Kiyosaki encourages readers to think differently about their career paths.
Okay.
He says, explore your passions, pursue what excites you,
Yeah.
and don't be afraid to take the road less traveled.
So break free from those expectations and like create a life that's really your own.
Exactly.
But that can be kind of daunting.
It can't.
Where do you even start?
That's the thing. He doesn't offer like a step-by-step guide
Okay.
because it's such a personal journey, but he does encourage you to trust your intuition. Listen to your heart.
Yeah.
Pay attention to what sparks joy for you.
What makes you feel excited to get out of bed in the morning?
Exactly. And he also emphasizes that finding your path might involve stepping outside your comfort zone,
Okay.
taking risks,
Yeah.
being open to new experiences.
It's all about embracing the journey
It
with
is.
all of its twists and turns.
Absolutely. And he also talks about the importance of surrounding yourself with people
Okay.
who support your dreams and who challenge you to grow.
Yeah, having that like support system.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's crucial.
It's like having a team of cheerleaders who are always there to lift you up and
Yeah.
encourage you.
And finally, Kiyosaki reminds us that true wealth isn't just about money.
Right.
It's also about giving back,
Yes.
making a positive impact on the world,
Absolutely.
and leaving it a better place than you found it.
He encourages readers to find ways to give back to their communities, support causes they care about, use their resources to make a difference.
Whether it's volunteering your time or mentoring others or even just like being kind and generous in your everyday interactions.
Yeah, any little bit helps.
So many ways to make a positive impact.
Well said.
Yeah.
So I think Rich Dad Poor Dad really challenges us to think differently about money, wealth, and success.
Yeah.
It encourages us to take control of our finances, pursue our passions, and create a life that's both prosperous and fulfilling.
I think this deep dive has been such an eye-opener for me.
I'm glad.
I'm definitely walking away with like a whole new perspective on wealth building
That's great.
and kind of a renewed sense of inspiration
Good.
to like chase those dreams that I've been putting off.
That's awesome to hear.
What specific action are you going to take that was inspired by our conversation today
That's a great question.
to start building your own path to financial freedom?
I think I'm going to check out that cash logo game that Kiyosaki keeps talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like a fun way to learn more about investing. And I think I need to revisit my own definition of success
Yeah.
and just make sure that it's aligned with my values
Yeah.
and what truly matters to me.
That's a great place to start.
Yeah.
And for those of you listening at home, if you're feeling inspired to embark on your own financial journey, I highly recommend checking out Rich Dad Poor Dad for yourself.
Yeah, it's a great book.
It could truly change your perspective on money and your approach to building wealth.
Absolutely.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
We'll catch you next time.